Nigel Dodds listening to that from the DUP. Good morning to you, Nigel.
Morning, Steve.
Well, we promised we would push them. They refused to come on twice. To be fair to Rick Bailey, he says he wasn't asked, but he's on today. What's your response?
Well, I don't know that we're much further forward, Stephen, quite frankly, because once he started to get pressed on crucial issues, he became very evasive. I mean, one of the things I would say is this. He keeps telling about what's the alternative. The alternative is very clear. You either have a debate with the two people who's to become Prime Minister, or you have a debate on a national basis with all the parties that compete on a national basis. You have individual debates in Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales for those parties there. That's the sensible way forward. But what the BBC and ITV have come up with is this bizarre and irrational and illogical proposal, which is, we'll include all the national parties, then we'll start including Scotland and Wales regional parties, but we'll leave out Northern Ireland. And then the reason we're not going to include Northern Ireland is because it's all very difficult. We'd have to include too many of them. So they invent a problem for themselves and then say the solution's too hard. I mean, the answer is to go back to what the original idea was, which you have a debate among national parties nationally, and then you have a debate in Scotland among Scottish parties, a debate in Wales among Welsh parties, and a debate in Northern Ireland among Northern Ireland parties.
Now,
you can't have it both ways.
We now know one... Let's look at what we do know from that interview. We now know that the BBC is not prepared to make public whether they even consulted. And I know your party has had many tussles, Nigel, with the BBC executive management team in BBC Northern Ireland. And there will always be tension between broadcasters, be they an ITV or BBC or anyone else with any political party. You know that. That's part of what happens. But the BBC is unable to even tell the public whether it consulted the expertise that is here in BBC Northern Ireland, that has dealt with you lot, your party, and all the other parties in Northern Ireland for decades now. The BBC unable to even confirm that it consulted Northern Ireland. What is your view on that?
Yeah, well, I do think it is ironic that the BBC, which prides itself, and rightly so, in terms of the quality of journalism and in probing people and asking for transparency and openness, this guy, Rick Bailey, who is his title is Chief Advisor Politics. I'd like to know what how recently he's involved in actually covering politics as a journalist. But his business is...
Well, Rick Bailey is a very... I can tell you, Rick Bailey is a very seasoned, accomplished manager. He's been around a long time and well-respected manager.
I'm making the point, though, that at some considerable time since he's been involved in day-to-day coverage of politics on a journalistic basis. Part of the management team, you're quite right that the management teams in the BBC and other journalists or other media outlets continually have tussles, not only with outside bodies and politicians and organisations, but even with their own journalists, because very often one of the problems in the media is that decisions are made by broadcasting organisations, by managers, by people who sit in ivory towers, and they don't often actually even consult their journalists and reporters on the ground sufficiently, in my view. And this is a classic example of it. So not only do we have no confirmation that they've actually consulted people in Northern Ireland about it, but I mean, when it came to, for instance, the decision, you pressed on there about, you know, well, what way is this going to be broadcast, the Northern Ireland debate?
The BBC say they don't know yet, so they don't
They don't know yet. Yeah, it's early days, he said. It's early days, 3 months away. But yet they have, of course, out specifically how the national debate is going to be run, when it's going to be run, with the dates for that. But he can't tell us anything about this other debate. It's quite clear it's an afterthought. They don't want to give any details because they're not going to deal with Northern Ireland fairly. Now, the bottom line...
Well, the BBC would dispute that, and the BBC will do everything it can to engage fairly. And by the way, Nigel, it is a Rubik's Cube for Rick Bailey, and others, isn't it? Trying to get this right, trying to be fair to everybody. And this is the best solution he can come up with.
But you know when I know that everybody who commentates on this, who's a journalist, a political expert, I mean, from Peter Kellner, who was here last week, who's a very, very respected pollster and commentator, from others involved in editorial judgments and political organisations, journalists, other parties, they've all said it's a nonsense. The broadcasters have made a complete mess of it. I mean, he also then made this point, oh, Scotland and Wales is different from Northern Ireland, and that whole debate about being different. But look, if you look at England, and I've had many politicians who make the point to me, that in Scotland debate, that it's really SNP versus Labour. In Wales, it's Labour versus the Plaid Cymru and the Conservatives. In the southwest of England, it's really a battle between the Lib Dems and the Conservatives. If you go up north it's Labour versus Conservative. In London, it's a different battle. In each part of the kingdom, there are different political battles going on, different parties in prominence. So this idea that Northern Ireland is uniquely different just doesn't stack up. The fact of the matter is, Rick Bailey and those who work with him have come up with a nonsense of an idea. If they had said, right, we're going to include the Greens and UKIP along with three main parties, because those are parties that stand in all parts of the country in terms of the national debate, fair enough. Fair enough. No argument from us. We'd have had our Northern Ireland debate. SNP engaged in the Scotland debate. Plaid Cymru in the Welsh debate. But they came up with this nonsense that they would include the SNP in Scotland and they would include Plaid Cymru in Wales in the national debate, even though Plaid Cymru has less MPs than us and less votes than us. Even though people in England can't vote for the SNP, can't vote for the Plaid Cymru party. So you cannot then say, we're going to leave Northern Ireland out. And their answer to that is, oh, we have to leave Northern Ireland out because it would be too many parties then. Well, that's their fault. That's their problem.
Yeah, too simplistic to say their fault. You cannot do a debate. A debate, you know how debates work. You've been on many television shows, including mine. It simply wouldn't work. If you had something like 12, 13, 14 people in a debate, it wouldn't work. You'd be there all night.
Well, I don't dispute that, Stephen, but that's the broadcasters. That's their decision to come up with this format. I mean, you know, the whole idea of this has really, you know, and I mean, the other thing that was very interesting that Rick Bailey said, and I do agree with him in this, he said, oh, this is early days yet. When you pressed him about, you know, well, this is the decision, take it or leave it or whatever, he says, well, this is a proposal and we have to continue talking to the parties to make it happen. I think I've more or less quoted him right.
Have the BBC consulted
exactly
your
party? The point.
Have the BBC consulted your party about what you would like in terms of the debate?
In terms of consultation, depends what you describe consultation. There's been correspondence back and forward, which we have had with them, and we will continue to pursue that with them and other broadcasters and other parties. But I thought what was very interesting there, Stephen, was this idea that the BBC, you know, oh, this is take it or leave it. This is it. There's no alternative. What Rick Bailey revealed in that very last answer to you is, this is a proposal, and we will continue to talk to the parties to make it happen. This is a long way to go. He himself actually said that early days. And this is what the point we've been making throughout. You know, this is early days, a long way to run.
Well, you've also been hinting at legal action, but many people hint at legal action and few take it. Are you taking legal action or are you not?
I think we keep all our options on the table. But as Rick Bailey himself said, and the BBC chief political advisor to the broadcasting, he said there's a long way to go in this. It's early days. And we will continue to talk to the other parties and the broadcasters about the way forward in this. David Cameron has made it clear that he's unhappy with the timing. He's unhappy that the DUP is left out. He is not committed to it. We had Ivan Lewis at the weekend saying he's unhappy. Secretary of State.
Would you defend Sinn Féin's? Would you defend Sinn Féin's desire to be in those debates as well?
Let me finish the point. UKIP have also made it clear that they're unhappy, as have Plaid Cymru and other parties. So there's a long way to run on this, Stephen. And we will continue to fight the battle on behalf of the people of Northern Ireland, because it's the people of Northern Ireland who ultimately deserve the opportunity.
Okay. And you would defend Sinn Féin's desire to be in this debate, would you?
Well, it's a matter for Sinn Féin to say what they will say. The big difficulty that Sinn Féin have is, of course, that they say they want to take part in the debate, but they don't want to take part in Parliament. There's no voice or vote after the election, so it doesn't really matter what they say in the debate, because they have no say afterwards.
Nigel, thank you.